And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 7th of June, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist Louise Erdrich, born in Little Falls, Minnesota, 1954, grew up in Wahpeton, North Dakota. Her mother, French Ojibwe, her father, German. Her parents taught at the Bureau of Indian Affairs. She went off to Dartmouth, 1972, the year that the university started admitting women, and the year they established a new Native American Studies program. Louise Erdrich started off as a poet. Her first book was Jack Light. She said, "I began to tell stories in the poems and then realized that there was not enough room, so she moved on to fiction. Her first short story, The Red Convertible, came out in 1981. And in 1984, she published Love Medicine, a novel made up of 14 interrelated stories, populated with characters in the fictional town of Argus, North Dakota, or the nearby reservation. Marie Lazar, who starts out life convinced that she wants to be a nun, and her rival Lulu Lamartine. After Love Medicine, Louise Erdrich wrote many novels set in the same fictional place, and Marie and Lulu and Nectar Cashpaw all reappeared. Novels including The Last Report on the Miracles at Little No Horse, The Master Butcher's Singing Club, The Plague of Doves, and Shadow Tag. Louise Erdrich, who said, "By having children, I've both sabotaged and saved myself as a writer. With a child, you certainly can't be a Bruce Chatwin or a Hemingway living the adventurer writer life, no running with the bulls at Pamplona. If you value your relationship with your children, you can't write about them. There is also one's inclination to be charming instead of presenting a grittier truth about the world. But then, having children has also made me this particular writer. Without my children, I'd have written with less fervor. I wouldn't understand life in the same way. I'd write fewer comic scenes, which are the most challenging." It's the birthday of the novelist Harry Cruz, born in Bacon County, Georgia, 1935, was in the Marines during the Korean War, went to college on the GI Bill, published 8 novels when he was in his 30s, including The Gospel Singer, and wrote a memoir, A Childhood, The Biography of a Place. And it's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth Bowen, born Dublin, 1899, an only child. Her father was mentally ill. Her mother died when she was 13. After that, the girl was raised by various relatives. Elizabeth Bowen said, "The original wish to write is the wish to make oneself felt." Her books included The Death of the Heart, The Heat of the Day, and Eva Trout. Here's a poem for today by Jean Lohman entitled The Iceman. Winters, when the Olentangy River froze deep enough, we cut the ice into blocks, hauled them on sleds to deep freeze storage. In our town, Shorty Veneta, the iceman muscled his pick and saw to cut the 20, 50, and 100-pound cakes he hoisted to the thick leather pad on his shoulder. With his big tongs, he settled the ice into sawdust on the bed of his delivery truck, stopped at restaurants and family kitchens with old-fashioned ice boxes where the drip pans had to be emptied before they overflowed. In summer, we watched for Shorty's truck, ran for the sparkling chips he gave us in newspaper cones, lifted the freezing melt to our hot and eager tongues. The Iceman, a poem by Jean Lohman from Autumn in the Fields of Language, published by Fithian Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Organic Valley, a co-op of family farmers bringing organic half-and-half to America's morning coffee since 1988. Organic Valley, bringing the good. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.